النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and he was the 10th divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure branch from the tree of Nubuwa, the tree of prophethood, and he was a brilliantly shining bow from the tree of Imama. It was by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and his fathers that the Almighty Allah has consolidated Islam and exalted monotheism.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are humbly talking about the dialogues of the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. There's a very interesting conversation regarding Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, which talks about his honor and his dignity and this beautiful power and reverence that he had, even from people that were his enemies. And so Muhammad bin Hassan al-Alawi, he said that one day I was with my father at the door of Mutawakkil Abbasi among a crowd of people. And while we were waiting there, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam came, and all the people dismounted their horses, revering and honoring Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam until his eminence entered the palace of Mutawakkil Abbasi. Now, somebody wanted to deny this reverence and honor towards Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and they said, "Why do we dismount to this boy?" He's referring to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And then he says, "By Allah, he is neither the noblest nor the eldest of us. again, coming up with these wrong notions of nobility and power and reverence and honor. And then he says, by Allah, we do not dismount to him when he comes out. So he has sworn to Allah that he's not going to come off of his horse when Imam al-Hadi comes back out. So Abu Hashim al-Jafri, he replies to this guy and he says, by Allah, you shall dismount to him with meanness and lowliness in yourself. And so when Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam came out from the palace, people began to cry out and yell the takbir, saying Allahu Akbar and Subhanallah, and all of the people stood up glorifying and honoring Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Abu Hashim turned to the people and said, did you not claim that you would not dismount to him? And in reply, he was said, by Allah, we could not control ourselves until we dismounted from our horses. This beautiful honor and reverence that came about from Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And it was not based upon some kind of false authority or rulership, but it was based upon the devotedness of Imam al-Hadi to the Almighty Allah, his piety, his taqwa, his God-wariness, his God-consciousness, all of these beautiful virtues and morals that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had. It forced people, if you will, to bow down reverentially in front of the honor and the glory of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And so we too, in our daily lives, dear friends, must find ways to not only honor and revere our infallible and immaculate imams, but most especially the imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And Ziyarat al-Jamia is a very important source for us to understand the position and the role and the status of the A'imma of Ahlul Bayt. Just two paragraphs from that, where we say, Salam on A'immatul Huda wa Masahibihud Duja wa Alamut Tuqa wa Zabin Nuha wa Ulul Huja Kahful Wara Warasatul Anbiya wal Masalul A'la wa Da'watul Husna wa Hujajullahi ala Ahlid Dunya wal Akhira, where we say to them that the leaders of guidance, the lamps of in darkness. If there is darkness as far as the path is concerned, Ahlul Bayt, the Imams, become the lamp for us. They are the alamut tuqa. They are the signs of taqwa and piety. Was Zavin Nuha, they are the possessors of intelligence and they are holders of the wisdom. They are refuge for mankind. They are the heirs of the prophets. Whatever all the prophets, including our prophet, had, has been inherited by the Imam one after another. They are al-mathalul a'la, means the ideal role models. We don't need to look here and there. And then they are the good prayer, the prayer of Ibrahim alayhi salam for the Imams to come from his descendants. They are the proofs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people of this dunya and for the akhirah. And then the dua goes on, As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifatillah, the source of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa masakin barakatillah, they are the store of Allah's blessings. Wa ma'adani hikmatillah, they are the mines of Allah's wisdom. Wa hafadatu sirrillah, they are the protector of Allah's secrets, the possessors of Allah's book, the heirs of Allah's prophets, and the progeny of the Messenger of Allah, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Thank Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.